from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. While calling Ethiopia a partner on many issues and hailing the country's fight against terrorism in East Africa, U.S. President Barack Obama is in that country urging the country's leaders to protect human rights and ensure good governance. VOA White House correspondent Aru Pande has more on the president's talk with the Ethiopian Prime Minister in Addis Ababa.
The deadly blast that struck a hotel in Somalia's capital just as Mr. Obama landed in Ethiopia Sunday was a reminder, the U.S. president said, of the very real threat facing the region.
Yesterday's bombing in Mogadishu reminds us that terrorist groups like al-Shabaab offer nothing but death and destruction and have to be stopped. We've got more work to do.
It was against this security backdrop that talks between President Obama and Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn took place Monday in Ethiopia's ornate National Palace. Following Monday's bilateral talks in the palace, President Obama convened a meeting with the leaders of Kenya, Uganda, Ethiopia, and the African Union in hopes of finding a path to peace. Aru Pande, VOA News, Addis Ababa.
The U.S. is working with Turkey on a plan to clear Islamic State insurgents from northern Syria, a campaign which will possibly escalate Ankara's involvement in the fight against militants in the region. A U.S. official told news agencies the goal is to create an Islamic State free zone to ensure greater security along Turkey's border with Syria. But the official says the operation does not include a no-fly zone in the region, which had been a long-standing Turkish demand. The U.S. fears that the creation of a no-fly zone to halt Syrian government raids in the region could draw American forces further into the four-year fight of several groups waging to overthrow Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department says widespread human trafficking is helping fuel vast fortunes on the world economy, leaving millions of people exploited by unscrupulous labor overseers and sex traders in virtually every country in the world. Secretary of State John Kerry says this year's report needs to be a call to action and urge governments to strengthen and enforce their laws.
And by issuing it, we want to bring to the public's attention the full nature and scope of a $150 billion illicit trafficking industry. We want to provide evidence and facts that will help people who are already striving to achieve reforms, to alleviate suffering, and to hold people accountable. We want to provide a strong incentive for governments at every level to do all that they can to prosecute trafficking and to shield at-risk populations.
The human trafficking has no bounds and respects no laws, according to the report, and exists in formal and informal labor markets of both lawful and illicit industries. A terrorist attack in India's Punjab state killed at least 10 people and prompted authorities to increase security along the border with Pakistan today. Officials say 3 to 4 heavily armed men dressed in army fatigues first fired on a bus from a stolen car, then headed to a police complex in the town of Dinangar, opening fire as they stormed the building. Commandos and police reinforcements rushed to the scene, beginning a nearly 12-hour gun battle before the attackers were subdued and killed. Officials say security forces are now searching the building. Separately, investigators say 5 bombs were found on railroad tracks between towns, suggesting more attacks were planned. It's not clear who was behind today's assault. The death toll is now at 18 after Sunday's bombing of the Jazeera Palace Hotel in Mogadishu by militant group al-Shabaab. 5 more deaths were reported today, including that of a Chinese embassy staff member who was injured when the powerful truck bomb blast went off. Ambulance services say searchers also pulled 4 bodies from the rubble of the partially destroyed hotel. The hotel hosts Chinese and Egyptian embassies in Somalia and is a popular spot for lawmakers and reporters. World markets tumbled today after the main Chinese stock market suffered its largest plunge in 8 years. Shortly after the opening, the Dow Jones Industrial Average hit its lowest level in 5 months, and the Nasdaq Composite saw its lowest point in weeks. The Chinese government's dramatic efforts to prop up the mainland's failing stock markets have suffered a serious setback today as major indices pulled their biggest single-day plunge in 8 years. The Shanghai Composite Index lost 8.5%, while the CS 1300 Index of the largest companies in Shanghai and Shenzhen shed 8.6%. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.